So tonight, as Kiriraj Maharaj explained, that it's a little special program because of this initiation tonight. This initiation is taking place after both the student and the teacher, disciple and guru, have gone through a time period to see the value or position of each other in this environment of Krishna consciousness. It is the duty of the student to make sure that they are prepared and ready, and it is the duty of the guru to know also. So it's been some time, several years in the process, and it's coming now to the culmination where it is going to be initiated or begun. They will accept His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj as their guru or teacher, and He will accept them as a student or disciple. And this is the process throughout life. If we examine every single aspect of our life, there's somebody teaching us something. From day one, the mother teaches the child. Then after a while, others teach the child. And a teacher. Everything we get, we learn from some teacher. In America and other places, we've noticed that when it comes to spirituality, we think we are our own best teacher. But this isn't the process in Krishna consciousness. The process is we accept a teacher, a guru, in the disciplic succession, which means that coming from Krishna down a line of lineage that starts with Lord Krishna and has now come to this point where we as disciples of His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, are now accepting students into this process of chanting Hare Krishna and devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So this is, although sometimes we say it is initiation means to initiate or to begin, so this is one phase of the beginning. It's been there for quite a while. Many years in the making with these gentlemen tonight. And so, it is with great happiness. I know both of them, Brent quite well, Nick medium well. And I'm very happy to see this taking place. Because we were describing this in Dallas on Narasimha's appearance day, that this is like an application, they made an application to enter into the school of the Hare Krishna movement to learn the values and meaning of spiritual practices. And this they are doing, this is one of the steps. Now that acceptance into the school has been solidified, and well, as soon as the fire happens. So, for those who are new and never experienced anything like this, the program will be, we'll give a short talk, very short, myself and Jayadvaita Maharaj, Guru Raja also explained a few things. Then there'll be a fire sacrifice where we invite the Lord to be present in the form of the fire and offer different prayers and substances into the fire to invoke auspiciousness and to have the Lord present during this celebration or initiation. So I guess what we'll try to do, and we were talking with Giriraj earlier, is for those who are not so familiar, we'll try to make it as language friendly as we can, because in the Hare Krishna movement we have our own language style and we use words that we think everybody in the world knows but only us do. So sometimes we're talking and people say, wonder what that is. So we're going to try to not have it be that way, Okay. So I noticed this from Purana word came out. That means specific succession coming from Krishna. A line of teachers, Krishna, original teacher, coming down step by step, teacher, student, as student becomes teacher, student, student becomes teacher, all the way since Lord Krishna to this day. So this is the process that was instructed by Krishna, that in this, the idea is this parampara at one point became a little out of balance, and then Krishna, he re-spoke all this knowledge to Arjuna and refreshed everybody, so now it is still coming down as it is. So we're going to do this, and afterwards we'll be here, and if any new people or visitors have any questions, we'll be available to explain any part that may be of curiosity to you or unfamiliar to you. And we just hope you enjoy this program very much. Hare Krishna.